Hey, how much is that necklace you're wearing?
Do you know how to do the war dance?
Hold it, smile.
Isn't it amazing how they survive on this stinking desert?
You got any scalps?
Hey, let me get a shot of you and your squaw.
Hey, let's see the war dance.
Let's see the dance.
Let's see the dance.
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 Dance. Dance.
Okay, okay, folks. Fun's over. Back in the bus.
Where's little Billy Joe?
He's in that run-down outhouse over there, Mama.
That's our sun altar.
Well, Indian, just goes to show you there's an obvious need to conserve our priceless national heritage. The government is turning your home into a national monument.
It behooves me upon this historic occasion to dedicate the Stinking Desert National Historical Indian Monument and Cobalt Testing Range.
Civilization! Ho!
It's about time. There's been no corn growing for the last few generations. The buffalo's gone. There's no one left to live in harmony.
I wonder where we went wrong.
Let's just keep to the life plan. Remember what the Great Spirit said. Follow the peaceful way. The true white brother is bound to come.
All right, Indians, get ready.
Winning of the West, the massacre, take four.
Well, let's go.
And you thought that was weird. Wait till you hear the next radio show. That was Firesign Theater, the first thing they ever committed to vinyl, at least on a long player, back in 68. And it was W.C. Fields Forever from the Waiting for the Electrician or Someone Just Like Him album. Anyway, welcome to 40 Acres and a Clone Mule. And the weather forecast, it's going to get hot. Last week it was one report, 3/4 of the nation is in drought. Has that ever happened before?
The 40 Acres and a Clone Mule this snowy afternoon. Looks like a 20%.
Yeah,
chance
memories, of more. Memories.
50% chance or more. Tapering off, scattered.
So I also saw a weather map somebody put on Facebook or something that showed the temperatures for one day in the middle of last week for the entire nation, and of course the requisite red, orange, yellow, down to blue or green for the cooler temperatures. And the only part, of course, that had any blue or green at all was the Pacific Northwest, and really only part of it, southern Idaho. They've already 66 houses burned down already, Pocatello. So I guess this is the Welcome to Hell show. 40 Acres and Clone Mule, Friday afternoons, KUOI.
Yeah.
Tonight I want to take a few minutes to discuss a grave threat to peace. It arises directly from within my administration and its drive toward an arsenal of terror. The instruments of mass death and destruction. We have every reason to assume the worst. We have billions of dollars in illegal oil revenues to fund more weapons purchases, allow terrorists access to new weapons and new resources, and make blackmail a permanent feature. We will act with the full power of the United States military to use biological, chemical, or a nuclear weapon. The United States would betray the purpose of its founding and resign itself to a future of fear. That is the America I know. That is the America I serve, to live in fear.
And then it's two layers of duct tape, people. Duh. Don't let us finish. Please let us finish. It's two layers of duct tape. Okay. And then what that does is do it really tight. Really. Like,
so now you have this huge abandoned. What that does,
the United States is parched, with more than half of the lower 48 states experiencing moderate to extreme drought, according to a report released today, July 5th, which was yesterday. Just after under 56% of the contiguous United States is in drought conditions, the most extensive area in the 12-year history of the U.S. Drought Monitor. The previous drought records occurred August 26, 2003, when 54.79% of the lower 48 were in drought, on September 10, 2002, when drought extended across 54.63% of this area. When including the entire nation, the monitor found 46.84% of the land area meets criteria for various stages of drought, up from 42.8% last week.
Look for myself on the TV set. Yeah, I still wonder why I don't seem to fit. The answer by itself, the thing in the car. The answer to tell is a bad spot. Just straight back in my eyes, in and out of the hole. I stand through the table right out into space. Well, I just can't know, but I just can't wait. The house is too real and the time to do my teeth. Well, I'm not the fool, I'm going to town. Manic reactions, always a buzz. Look at me, suspect the stranger in disguise. It's false to say goodbye to me. It's something I can't hide.
Matching colored eyes, paint beer on their faces. The love tracks to packing, the everyday consumer.
That poor guy next door as he makes it with his wife. What's going through his head is what happened.
would ever do.
But Ellis, fine job.
Up the river with an electric fence, no sign by the road, deep in the wilderness, by the river. Zoned by Del Monte, you remember Del Monte, their logo's out of date. Canned fruit. Here in the factory, they tried to perfect bigger, tastier salmon by genetic engineering. It didn't work. Little slimy chemicals slip down the river and float into the ocean, where little fishies ate it and turned into weird shaped slime. Came back into Fort Bragg. Lots of tourists, even in the fall. Because in late summer, protege of Roger Corman. He photographs this mutant, says, I'll make you a star. Bring me all your friends, and I'll make a movie out of you on location. Give me 5 minutes to get my camera. Because Doug McClure can't get to her in time. Yachts are on fire. They throw gasoline, but it does no good. Genetic mutations rising out of the water. Clawing, screaming.
Beefhead American jocks who can't get into their pickup truck in time and drive away.
lights are no longer yellow. Brace thyself for the humanoids of the deep. Lewis Leakey, eat your heart out.
I heard this, silly me. I thought this was one of the most significant, if not the most significant detail in all of the controversy surrounding this disaster, that the people of New Orleans were not allowed to leave, and that justifiably so, all hell was going to break loose at some point. And then on Thursday, September 15th, I was watching a three-hour special with Ted Koppout and his assorted news pundits covering the Katrina disaster. And they went through the timeline and quite matter-of-factly went over the details in a very, you know, news like this happened and this happened and so forth. And at only one point did I hear Koppel use qualifier. And it was in reference to the roadblock. Koppel said there were even some reports of armed guards on the bridge. Now that's pretty interesting. Some reports. Pretty interesting that they would qualify the only sentence dedicated to this part of the story in 3 hours. Especially since United Press International confirmed this as a fact on September 9th, 6 days before this broadcast. Quote, "We shut down the bridge," unquote. Arthur Lawson, chief of the City of Gratna Police Department, confirmed to United Press International. Even Fox News Network got so caught up in the story, got their political agenda, they reported the roadblock. Waldo reporting from Strap on 445.
Democracy? Nope. So why is there less of that here every time Cold War is fought? Do you feel any safer today than you did before 9/11? We're looking at war, endless war, strapped on a 445. For Big Christmas, strapped on a 445.
Tell him who dominates that Congress could
fall. For Big Christmas.
Wow. We feel the right to exist. We believe that as a people living in the United States, it is our responsibility to resist the injustices done by our government in our name.
Strapped on a Colt 45. For Big Christmas. Strapped on a Colt 45. For Big Christmas.
Not in our name will you wage endless war. There can be no more deaths, no more transfusions of blood for oil. Not in our name will you invade countries, bomb civilians, kill more children, letting history take its course over the graves of the nameless. Not in our name will you erode the very freedoms you have claimed to fight for. Not by our hands will we supply weapons and funding for the annihilation of families on foreign soil. Not by our mouths will we let fear silence us. Not by our hearts will we allow whole peoples or countries to be deemed evil. Not by our will and not in our name. We pledge resistance. We pledge alliance with those who have undergone attack for voicing opposition to the war or for their religion or ethnicity. We pledge to make common cause with the people of the world to bring about justice, freedom, and peace. Another world is possible, and we pledge to make it real.
God, oh my God. Radio.
no more transfusions of blood for oil. Not in our name. Will you invade countries, bomb civilians, kill more children, letting history take its course over the graves of the nameless? Not in our names will you erode the very freedoms you have claimed to fight for. Not by our hands will we supply weapons and funding for the annihilation of families on foreign soil. Not by our mouths will we let fear silence us. Not by our hearts will we allow whole peoples or countries to be deemed evil. Not by our will and not in our name. Attack for voicing opposition to the war or for their religion or ethnicity. We pledge to make common cause with the people of the world to bring about justice, freedom, and peace. Another world is possible, and we pledge to make it real.
Rats are subject to distress.
We come to Iraq with respect for its citizens, discomfort, for their great civilization.
Ulcers than rats, they keep on bombarding this area from the left.
Have they
like
not
us,
been
or were frustrated
or
when they tried to change their life situation?
Look,
situations.
If they
just don't try. Do you try?
No, I want to know how the rats tried to change their life situation. I've been totally unable to affect any real change in my life situation over the last 4 or 5 years, and I wonder how they're able to do it.
Well, us buffaloes have a different sense. I mean, the mazes they build for us are completely different. Number one, they're not based on cheese. Now, I understand the rats have an entire ecology based on trees and little doors that slide down. That's what I hear. Instead of this maze.
They also have to go through a much more difficult rite of passage, actually. Your American baby, your average rat has to go through the surrogate mother phase, which indeed, if he doesn't suck the right teat, he gets a blast of cold air in his face, which is hard. In Lincoln Primal, I was talking with Dr. One-Up himself. Dr. One-Up, you know, right. Therapy, I can't believe.
We're the only people that like Dr. One to put in death for me as you.
Item. Daily Press. Views to suppress. Subject, story on the front page. Suffering from suffrage. Title, unsung heroines of Britain. Position to attain. Housewife heroines, addicts to their homes. It's a factory.
It's a factory.
It's a duty.
It's a factory.
It's a factory.
It's a factory.
Paternalist journalist. glasses, but keep them snappy. That's all.
Next, intimate tales of America's first underground vice president.
Listen, is it true that when the windows weren't and rolled up, the air conditioning wouldn't and you would suffocate? And when the windows didn't work and rolled down, the air conditioning was on and was useless?
Yes, this is true. The car didn't work, in other words.
It was
a car you could drive around in it, you know, but it was hot and the windows wouldn't work. So what kind of a car is this, you know?
Did they make fun of you when you brought in the car?
Sure, man, all the crazy white people on television announcers, they all make fun of me, you know? But a beaner, he knows what he buys a car for. You don't buy a car for the engine. Any car, a 53 Chevy has an engine, you know? But you want to buy it for the air conditioning and the windows, and it didn't work.
Windows don't work. It's worth this.
What fun is driving a car around this?
Maybe it's the hope that the public will then say of Iraq, you think it changes in Vietnam? We have other priorities. In any case, that virtual springtime of the soul didn't last long this week. Well, sure, I was having a high old time with the surreptitious outbreak John McCain. I was given briefings on our concern that McCain might be Kerry's running mate to some reporter friends. On the background, so deeply give Costello the bins. Suddenly got a red alert from Don Rumsfeld's office. I left our media friends alone with an open bottle of Jack Daniels. Ops and security's closed transport down my old stomping grounds. We're a mile across the river. Rumsfeld is waiting.
Fill in the blank.
Hell no, we ain't all right. Mississippi in the morning, afternoon, and night. Hell no, we ain't all right. Alabama in the morning, afternoon, and night. Hell no, we ain't all right. USA in the morning, afternoon, and night. Hell no, we ain't all right. We definitely ain't all right.
One love, coming for Public Enemy. Number one, y'all. Public Enemy 2005, Public Enemy 2006, Public Enemy 2007.
Let me tell y'all something. All of our hearts is out there with y'all, you know what I'm saying? And we sending trucks, we sending boats, boxes of cans of soup and everything, clothes and all of that, shoes. We donate everything to y'all, you know what I'm saying? Don't worry, y'all ain't by yourself. You need to know that.
Okay, man, I got to get out of here. We got Hurricane Rita knocking at the door, and they're boarding this town up. There might be somebody interviewing me next week after I wash up in San Antonio. Actually, I'd rather wash up in Austin. And
no,
if we've learned anything from the tragedy
worse
in New
than
Orleans,
in real life.
I need to stock up.
Yes,
on friend, food,
it is like the high school from
and
hell.
Maybe some ammunition in case I end up having to walk out over a bridge.
Here alone from hell.
bastards with a lot of love. We worked for 1 year for you pigs. And you want to break our walls down? And you want to destroy it? Well, you go to hell.
If there's a Holocaust or a cataclysm, there's a cataclysm now. I mean, tell me how to make a light bulb. Tell me anything.
The sun is supposedly going out of the galaxy. We're all revolving. This system is revolving around the 29th degree of Taurus in the eye of the bull. And that's why the Space Brothers are here, to get Earth all in line.
Are they going to come and actually tell us or help us?
The fire is
flat. Then what do you do with the situation because the atomic explosions were becoming farther and farther off?
Fear is enshrining.
Is that a good thing or is that a bad thing?
That's a bad thing.
Fears that hold so still, you can study them like pieces on a chessboard. It's not the large kind of man to a madhouse. Death he's ready for.
Yeah!
is 40 Acres and a Colonial.
This drug money, this liquid capital, can be highly leveraged to keep our stock markets propped up. And that's why the Taliban destroyed all of their opium in January of this year. And we just conveniently succeeded in conquering Afghanistan in time to plant the next opium crop because the planting season is in November. Mark my words, there will be a flood of heroin on streets all over the world, but particularly, I'm sure, in Europe and North America by this summer.
Say it was, Bin Laden, Osama Bin Laden. Your parents said that there would be attacks upon Israel and the United States. What do you do? Go and bomb Afghanistan? Kill thousands of innocent people? One man? How does one retaliate? One can't. What does it say in the Bible? It does say in the Old Testament, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. It doesn't make it so any better. And it also says, thou shalt not kill. Said, this is stupid having 30,000 nuclear weapons. We haven't got any enemy. So they tried to get rid of the nuclear weapons. Suffice it to say, the weapons remain on high state of alert, care trigger alert. Nothing has changed. Berlin Wall came down.
Now, who is with us on our plans for a regime change?
However, it
in
starts
Iraq.
With an oldie by some
Mr.
band.
President.
I forget their
of
name.
Course, England. We knew that. Who else is with us besides England there, Dick?
Well, that's it, Mr. President. Just England.
What?
That's about it.
I hope you don't need to tell me that other countries in the world actually oppose our war with Iraq.
Regime change.
So far, only 14 countries oppose our plans for our regime change.
Yeah.
dead. Look, I was just on the phone and it went dead.
It's quite possible, sir. I'm sure the lines will be out. So come on. Have a nice meal.
Charlie!
Hello? 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 Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Yes, of course,
Hello?
Prime Minister.
Hello?
Yes, yes, of course, at once.
Oh, no.
I want to take the phone off the hook and not answer the door.
We'll have to do better than that. When...
You don't know anything. Anyway.
Patrick, what can I do for you?
You left your case behind when you came to see me.
Nothing at all.
I took one of mine. At least I hope you did. Would you check?
Hold on, Patrick.
For heaven's sake, don't nag.
Hello? Hello, Peter.
Oh, hello, darling.
Yes, yeah, I wish you could have come.
So do I. Still, it can't be helped.
Do you miss me?
Of course I do.
I wish you could have come.
So do I. Do you miss me?
I wish I could have come. Can't bed yet? I wish you could have come.
Still, it can't be helped. Nurse.
I wish you could have come.
So do I.
Well, good night, darling.
Good night, darling. See you Monday. Give my love to your mother.
Yes, I wish you could have come.
Good night, darling.
Bye-bye.
The politicians out. They don't even care.
System.
Phones ring.
Phone rings all the time.
No, Eli.
Yeah, the phone.
Yes, that's Princess VR Doug.
Comic 3.
Calling.
Yes, sir. We're on them, sir.
But they're not really here yet.
Roger, I understand. No, we won't make a move until you get here.
Get Pedro and Wilson
How
here right
can
now.
Anything? I don't understand.
Yes, who is this?
It's the all scratchy shop.
Well, the next time I call on this telephone,
it's the show full of high-end scratchiness.
So we'll put the telephone dead.
This is the intense phone-in show.
I said now.
Now.
Hello? Hello?
How do you know if there's anybody really here?
How do you know if there's anybody really here?
It could be just fake phone calls.
You're there, aren't you?
I don't know.
Why?
How do you know if anybody's here?
I have no idea if
there's a question.
Yes? You saying that because we've had a suit being told you mean?
Bob?
Like a party all by myself.
Oh, my God.
Hello?
Oh, my God.
Hello?
Hello?
Sorry,
darling. Hello? Sorry,
darling.
I'm afraid I had to skip to my...
Hello? Why? Is it
Angela? No, it's the bloody office.
Joel.
You can say hello. So am I. I'll call you tomorrow, right?
All right, I'll call you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye. You want me to hold your call?
Yeah, hold my calls and call the show tomorrow. No.
If you ever how do you know it's real? Out of my hand like that again. Hey, you!
Hey, whoa. That's Ivan Stang trying to grab that microphone. You? Hey, what?
No, you grab the microphone.
I have to. It's my show.
No, I can't grab the microphone.
You're not talking to a human.
I'm not in the studio.
There's nobody here. The show's just taped.
The show's scary.
On Gandhi got shot.
It's scary.
Yeah.
Music from Public Image Limited, Pill, and a tune called This Is Water, first album in quite a long time, and the album's called This Is Public Image Limited, with the great Johnny Rotten, John Lydon, on vocals, of course. And before that, we had some excerpts of the Subgenius Hour of Slack, 1366. And a little bit earlier, some from 1367 as well. Sound montages from the late night Subgenius program on KPFA. We also heard some excerpts of Negative Land, great Bay Area sound montages, with part of little excerpts from Helter Stupid, and also from the previous album, Escape from Noise, from the Michael Jackson cut. We heard a version of Helter Skelter before that. We had a Pop Defect Radio mix in there, with Scooter also in there from his Inner Side radio show. Helen Caldicott mixed in from Pop Defect Radio. Great sound montage work. Before that, the Reverb MCs, the Reverb Mother FCCers. Yeah. And that was from the 12 Swinging Signs of the Zodiac album. And a tune called, let's see if I can get this one. You know, I think it was Radiation Generation. Yeah, Radiation Generation. Very good. And let's see, we're going to add to this list here. And before that, we had some Public Enemy. Before that, Rhythm and Noise, Delirium Tremens from the Chasms Accord album. Gang of Four before that with It's Her Factory. I heard Not in Our Name. I guess that was Saul Williams doing that. Witch Trials, March of the Humanoids from the Deep, featuring Jello Biafra on vocals. Death Ride 69 did Decide. Worm, W-U-R-M, with the umlaut over the U, did Padded Cell. We had a Fibonacci's tune before that, The Snap from Civilization and its discotheques. And before that, a Circumstantial Happenstance, all starting on the 48th Russian Colonial here on this Friday afternoon. I hope you're having a happy And forgot to mention the Sonic Youth song from the Bad Moon Rising album, Brave Men Run in My Family. It was before the Witch Trials with Jello Biafra. Okay. Part one of the Welcome to Hell show is over, and next hour, more. In the background, King Crimson, circa 1980. 81, something. We'll be right back.